Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The GCC summit's decisions are cooperation in sin and deception. On Sunday, 1st December 2024, in the final statement issued by the 45th session of the Supreme Council of the Gulf Cooperation Council, hosted by the State of Kuwait, the leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC countries, and their representatives called for an end to the crimes of killing and collective punishment in Gaza, the displacement of residents and the destruction of civilian facilities and infrastructure. They called for intervention to protect civilians, stop the war and sponsor serious negotiations to reach sustainable solutions, stressing their firm positions towards the Palestinian issue, ending the occupation and their support for the sovereignty of the Palestinian people over all Palestinian territories occupied since June 1967, and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, and guaranteeing the rights of refugees in accordance with the Arab Peace Initiative and international legitimacy resolutions. With regard to Lebanon, the leaders affirmed full solidarity with Lebanon. Thus, the Gulf leaders met. It would have been better if they had not met, to repeat their positions of sin and betrayal. They were not moved by the blood of our people in Gaza that has been shed for more than 422 days, nor by the remains of the martyrs, nor by the rubble of destruction that filled Gaza, its streets and neighborhoods. Their feelings were not shaken when they saw the children and women of Gaza dying of hunger and cold, and the water running from under their tents and the sky above them pouring rain on them. All these scenes that made stone speak and weep did not find a way to the hearts of these leaders, nor did they find a place for them in their decisions. They gathered in sin and failure, and instead of mobilizing armies to stop the war of extermination that the Jewish army is waging against our people in Gaza, to support them and liberate Palestine and Al-Aqsa Mosque, which they are capable of doing, they contented themselves with demanding an end to the war, an end to the occupation, and an end to the crimes of the Jews, as if they were a neutral party speaking from afar, while the world order headed by America, the head of kufr, disbelief and criminality, is, in their view, the close party to which the calls and demands are directed. If only they had been satisfied with these demands, so that we can say that they were satisfied with letting down our people in Gaza, the place of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masra, night journey, and the first Qibla of Muslims, to say that they chose helplessness and did not combine it with immorality, but they followed their letdown with sin and immorality by emphasizing the call to establish a weak Palestinian statelet next to the usurping Jewish entity, according to the treacherous Arab Peace Initiative that allows the Jews to usurp three quarters of the blessed land and full normalization with the existing states in Muslim countries, and according to the international resolutions that made the Jewish entity a reality and one with rights and injustice. As for Lebanon, its share of their letdown was that they only expressed their solidarity with it. The rulers of the Gulf, like all Muslim rulers, are nothing but guardians of the interests of colonialism in our countries. They only agree on what colonialism wants from them. Their steps are sinful and their decisions are reprehensible, and we do not expect anything else from them. Therefore, the armies of the Ummah must take the initiative to restore things to their proper place so that we may return as one Ummah under the shadow of one Imam who watches over our interests and needs, and mobilize the entire Ummah if a single inch of its land is exposed to aggression, thus ending this dark era that the Ummah is living. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ ولا يترك الله بيت مدر ولا وبر إلا أدخله الله هذا الدين بعز عزيز أو بذل ذليل عزا يعز الله به الإسلام وذلا يذل الله به الكفر. There will not remain on the face of the earth a mud brick house or a camel's hair tent which Allah will not cause the confession of Islam to enter, bringing both mighty honor and abject abasement, an honor that Allah will give to Islam and humiliation that Allah will give to Kufr. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.